Business owners like you should have a strategy that empowers your team, giving you time to focus on what matters most.
And we understand the challenges of leading and building a high-achieving team, which is why we created Babylon, a system that helps businesses increase revenue, build a healthy culture, and create accountability throughout the organization.
Babylon.
Episode 23. Bobble on. Let's keep bobbling on.
Michael Jordan episode.
Ooh.
Or LeBron James.
No, Michael Jordan.
LeBron James.
Michael Jordan. Was he your favorite player growing up?
No. Gary Payton.
Really?
The glove.
Gary Payton. Gary I like Payton. That call.
Yeah. I love the Seattle Supersonics. I'm not sure why. Never been to Seattle. They don't even live there anymore.
It's a great name.
It was a great name. Great jersey. Loved Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, Detlef Schrempf. Sam
Detlef.
Perkins.
Yeah, he was a good shooter, Detlef.
Nate McMillan. I kind of sadly could name a lot of them.
It's kind of funny when we were that age. Like now, looking back, I could probably tell you more about the players when we were kids than I could now.
100%.
It's because I had such an emotional connection with them.
Also, you had nothing else to do besides that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there was no NBA Seattle All-Star Sonics. Teams like back then.
Was Jordan your favorite? I think Jordan was my guy.
Jordan was my favorite, yeah. My dad, actually, fun fact, my dad was a senior. Actually, he might have been a senior or he was already graduated and he was teaching at UNC Chapel Hill. And he went to the gym and he was playing basketball. And on the other court, a guy was shooting around, just playing horse or whatever, shooting around, and someone was like, oh, that's Michael Jordan. He's coming to the school next year, or he's a freshman
no
or whatever. People say he's going to be good, but I don't think he's that good.
Wow.
Like, my dad was on the same court when he was, like, just coming into UNC.
Whew.
Isn't that cool?
That's
that. Can't believe I never told you that before.
No. I love podcasts with you. I find out more things than I need to know. Episode 23. Today, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about where we've been and where we're going with this podcast, correct?
Yep.
And we're going to do a little bit of recap. We had so much fun last half year with this podcast. But we really want to spend some time for all you viewers and listeners to talk about where this podcast is going in the second half of the year. I'm really excited at the pivot we're making.
Yeah, it's important to give some preface.
You know, love it.
Yeah, give some explanation on that. But before that, before we dive into it, why don't you start us off with your personal?
There's no way I can go first because you have the most epic news.
Because if I go first, then I don't know, what you say might not have as much.
But you don't think I matter?
I knew you were going to
go. Take the floor. You deserve the floor.
My
cool moment.
My personal best this last week was I proposed to Sadie to marry me, and she said yes.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually, she said
this
yes.
This is when ZB puts the applause. And ZB, when you do it, it's not a golf clap, it's a big clap. It's like an opera clap.
Yeah,
do
I
they
like
make
that.
Claps? Yeah, they make claps.
I don't know if they clap in an opera.
Well,
have you ever been to an opera?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if I have. Yeah. Anyways, the proposal went really well.
Awesome.
It never goes completely smooth, but it went as smooth as it could be. And I won't go into it, but in a paraphrase, I totally surprised her. She had no idea. Mm. She thought we were going to get engaged next year at the earliest. And Belle was involved. We were on a rooftop. I had purchased 1,000 glow sticks, cracked them all with a couple kids that helped out, and put them on the Seaport lawn so we could see it from the rooftop. And it was fun. It was a good time. We were really excited.
Did you have a cocktail before?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a Tito's vodka martini.
Like it?
The funny thing is she thought I was at Whole Foods. Part of the plan was like a surprise. So she thought I was at Whole Foods. And I was actually on the Seaport lawn cracking glow sticks, 1,000 of them, to spell out Sadie, marry me. Mm. Sadie, will you marry me? But 1,000 didn't go as far as I thought it would.
Yeah.
So it only said Sadie, marry me. More of a statement. And I had time to kill. Because she thought I was a Whole Foods getting salmon steaks. I wasn't. I was down in the sea. So I went next door to this place called Gather, and I had a cocktail. Mm. The problem with that, though, is when I came back up and we were waiting for the fake preheat on the grill, I had no food, and she thought I had food. Anyways, I was delaying to get the place as dark as possible so we can actually see the... Anyways, she kisses me, and she's like, why do I taste alcohol in your breath?
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, I just had a vodka martini. I didn't know what to say. I was like, vodka martini. And she's like, at Whole Foods? I was like, no, Whole Foods. She's like, why? Where did you go without me to go to have a vodka martini? And I was like, oh, I was on the Seaport lawn. I'll go show you. And then we walked to the, and I proposed.
I like that. Yeah. That's good. I mean, it's good to have that little bit of, I want to say like almost like a curveball.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to go as planned. It's way too big of a moment. Way too big of a moment.
And it's those are the moments you remember.
Of course. Yeah.
The things that didn't go quite right.
I love it. That's cool. Well, congratulations, brother. Thanks. I mean, obviously, super pumped. Sadie's awesome. You guys are a great couple. It'll be super
Thanks,
fun.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're super pumped. Fun. We're super excited.
All right, so we'll skip my personal, because what am I
now? You should just come up with something great.
No, so actually, for us, you know, I took a week off last week. We always take the week of the 4th. We had a little Compton. And we're at the place next to our friends. And I would say the absolute best personal moment that happened for me was seeing Emma just adore the water. She's always liked water like Mason has in the pool, but she is just fearless. And she will jump as high and as far and do everything Mason will. But what's so cool about Emma and the coolest moment of the week for me was it's a lengthy pool, right? And she would jump in, and what Mason would do is Mason would just push himself out and get out of the top, which Emma can do, but she would swim all the way down, get to the end, run all the way back, jump in, swim all, because she just loved swimming so much. And so after like 30 minutes to an hour, she is like literally like,
exhausted.
She's out of breath and gassed, but she won't stop. She will not stop. She'll just keep going. And Mason, like, just pops himself up and looks back and is like, Emma, there's a better way to do this. And it was just a really cool moment just watching them being there.
That's really cool.
They're just so cool.
So if Emma was like that, what was Mason doing while she was, she just like watching her? Was she just
he
like
has
keeping
this very
her?
Distinct voice of being like, Emma. And that's just what he kept doing. And she would just giggle and just go all the way down, all the way back. And, He never gets too frustrated with her, but he always lets her know where she is. Mm. Yeah, he's good about that.
That's cool, man.
So let's talk about where we've been.
Yeah, I mean,
the podcast.
We started the podcast, what, 20, 25 weeks ago or
half
so?
Half a year. That,
right? Half a year. It's crazy. It's been half a year. And we started it based off of a lot of friends, a lot of colleagues, a lot of industry professionals' feedback on what they wanted to hear, right? We had a lot of feedback saying, hey, you guys built a business off of referrals and off of relationships. Love to hear a lot about that.
How'd you do it?
Networking strategy, just tell us everything. And that's why we started the podcast. It was like, let's give people what they're asking for, right? And before going on to where we're headed, like, let's maybe spend some time recapping a little bit about what we talked about.
Yeah, I mean, we loved talking about niche, everything niche related, designing your agency, your marketing, your sales strategy, your processes, your mindset, the methodology, mastering the meeting, all the above, it always went back to niche. Mm. And we find that this industry is very similar to others. If you're a generalist, you're a specialist to nobody. Mm. And we really talked about being a specialist, and it's been so fun because the feedback we get across the country is either I'm so glad I found this podcast because this is me and I didn't know there were other people like me. Mm-hmm. Number two, I didn't know you could build a whole business off that. Mm. Or number three, I didn't know people do that. Mm. Like, we've heard a variety of different feedback, but it's been so fun and it's just been a great journey.
Yeah, I had a conversation yesterday with a gentleman and he, you know, he's young guy, but really passionate, driven, and he's getting into the business. And his father owns, you know, a couple of ancillary businesses, so it really made a lot of strategic sense. And he said he listened to all 22 episodes in the last 3 or 4 days. And
so cool.
And he hashtag shout out to Sean. But he said that it really resonated with him, and it really he's learned a lot about the focusing more on the relationship, really focusing on the relationship. And I think you talked about the niche being super important, but how do you go find the right relationships if you don't define the niche? Like, then you're just talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
And it becomes difficult. I actually heard Brent Kelly on Jason Cass's podcast.
This most recent one, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. I like Brent.
We both like Brent. He's a good guy. And Jason, obviously, runs a great podcast as well. But Brent really talked a lot about the niche side of it, and Jason really talked a lot about it too, and there are a lot of influencers in this community and others talking about how you need to go really deep in one specific spot, but we found that insurance agents are a little bit scared because the market size might not be as big or because nobody else is really doing it. Mm-hmm. So I know you and I are both really glad we put a little bit of a flashlight on the niche side of it. And we think we've given enough that if you just listen back to the other 22 podcasts, you can literally develop an agency from scratch or change your existing agency.
Yeah, I mean, we did it for 8-9 years and it worked tremendously well without outside investment, without experience beforehand, without, you know, huge relationships that just happen to be really good strategic partners, you know what I'm talking about. And we did it all from scratch, and we did it one relationship at a time. Nothing, you know, it wasn't brain surgery, it wasn't crazy, it didn't take us to going to school to learn it. It was just, hey, one relationship at a time, focus on the niche and just become specialists at it.
Yeah.
And it works. Mm. But, it is not the full extent of how to run a really successful business.
No.
And at its core, we have found and determined that most businesses, agencies as well, maybe especially, but really all small businesses, are running into the exact same issues. And it really comes down to the foundation and the organizational structure of these companies. How are they operating? How are they running? Are they spending collective time on the business? Or is the business kind of running them?
Yeah.
And a lot of the problems that that are byproducts of dysfunction from an organizational structure, materialize into, hey, can you help me with marketing? Hey, can you help me with business development? Hey, can you help me with sales? Hey, can you help me with, I can't find the right people to hire. All these other things are byproducts of not having a really sound system to run off of.
You're dead on. We relate this often when you and I are chatting. We relate a lot to food or health. It's pretty obvious topics. Straight up survival. And you and I talk offline. Are we online now?
I don't know. I've never known.
We talk a lot about when you walk into a doctor or a chiropractor and you're like, my ankle hurts. And the doctor always says, it's because of your knee, or it's because of your glutes, or whatever.
Yeah, right?
Your alignment of your body. Go see a PT or what have you. And the incorrect doctor just gives you Advil and says, hey, put some ice on it and go rest. When it's just going to happen again. Yeah. And the niche marketing that we've done, we think is not necessarily really solving the ankle problem. It might actually make your entire agency hurt if you do it really, really well. Mm. And the Babylon system that we run on a weekly basis at other agencies and also other businesses across America is we really work on the organizational structure and then we layer on the niche marketing. Mm. So as much fun as it is to talk about niche marketing, we're so excited at the second half of the year to really spend time on the how, the what, and the why of setting up your organizational structure to unify your team, create accountability.
Yeah, I think the anecdote was perfect about health and just, you know, when you're hurting. A lot of the times, if you're focusing on the byproduct, you're not focusing on the right thing. And what we realize is that if we're coaching, training, teaching any business owner, we want them to be successful. Like, we need you to find value. It's not one of these things where, like, we're trying to come in and, like, grab some revenue and then, thanks so much for having us, right? Like, we need every single client to be extremely happy, extremely successful, and look back and say, that was worth 20,000 times what I paid for it, right? Yeah. And the only way to do that is to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And the right way isn't coming in and saying, we're going to teach you and train you on the best sales process in the world.
No. You do not need more referrals to be a successful business. You do not. It helps. But what you need is what we're going to be teaching. And what we can promise to all of you listening and watching, I realize we never look at the camera. But what we can promise you is we're not going to be talking about theory. We're not going to be talking a lot about motivation. We're literally going to be talking about the what, how, and the why of the system that we do and we go over. And we're going to be giving away, we're literally going to be giving away the secret sauce because we know it's so valuable and we know what we do is so right. And we also know that it should be in everybody's hands. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to being at all of your agencies and all of your businesses to personally teach it. But for those that can't make it happen right this second, we want to still offer value.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're going to be doing. We're really excited the second half of the year. We'll be going over some topics. But what you can expect from us, the first thing that we think about when we were talking before this podcast of, like, what's one thing we're going to be talking about second half of the year? organizational chart, both you and I are laser beam right on it.
Yeah, absolutely. The most important first thing that we have to talk about, and you know what it is, why it's so important, and if you don't have one, you know why you need one, and if you do have one, maybe consider revising it or looking at it, critiquing it, etc. Yeah.
So if you run your business and people run into your office and say, "I have a payroll problem." Or someone runs into your office and says, "Hey, we got the upset client." They run into your office and say, "Hey, Joe is upset with the service problem, adding a vehicle. It took too long." Mm-hmm. You do not have an organizational chart. Yeah. I can tell you right now.
Yeah. Even if you have one.
Yeah, because unless you're a solo practitioner
or with
one employee, like in essence, you need an organizational chart from when you start because you need to find out where the seats are going to fill, and you need it when you're a 100-person company or a 1,000-person company.
And that's why a lot of the topics we're going to be talking about relate and will resonate with leaders, business owners, managers, team leads, whatever it might be, someone who has to run an organization or run a structure of some sort. It's not just the business owner, but it really does help business owners. So if you don't have an org chart, this is going to help you. If you do have one, definitely listen to it either way.
Yes. So
you might want to revisit it if it's not functioning the way you want it.
If you do have an org chart, it's probably in a filing cabinet that you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, because who uses filing cabinets anymore?
Insurance agents.
That's true. Other than that, I mean, we've probably 30, 40 different topics, but a couple quick highlights in addition to that is goal setting. And I think that, you know, we find a lot of agencies, a lot of business owners don't goal set at all. Those that do will goal set, but won't do it in a way that will hold the right people accountable.
Absolutely.
Or present these goals in a fashion that aren't really, really effective.
Yeah, and they go right to expectations instead of agreements.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things we're going to unpack that box a lot into goal setting. There's a lot of great books that we've read and that we're going to hit on that develop this theory, but we're mainly going to be talking about what we've tried and tested and is true. And that's where the goal setting is so fun, is that we've seen goal setting done incorrectly by me and done incorrectly by you, with our personal goals, with organizational goals, and now we have really a great system that we can unrail.
Absolutely.
And show people how it works.
Absolutely. And and another nugget that obviously we're going to spend a good amount of time on is the weekly meeting. The weekly structured meeting, and when we meet with clients across the country or virtually, virtual workshops, or if they come to us, regardless, one of the things we spend the most amount of time on is that weekly structured meeting, what it looks like. And because meetings can be so such a waste of time, company time, multiplied by how many people are in the meeting.
The amount of you out there that are listening that have weekly or monthly, quarterly, or annual meetings where you look out in the audience and you see people yawning or checking their cell phones, that won't happen with this weekly structured meeting. And so we're excited to unveil that too.
Diving into that one little by little, making sure that each episode we really pick out a little nugget and go deep into it, opposed to, you know, going wide and maybe, you know, missing out some really important pieces.
Yep, absolutely. Good depth on it. So that's what we're going to be talking about second half of the year. We're very excited. It's what at our core we like doing and we like talking about. So it'll be great to align.
We know it'll have significant impact.
Yeah, I think we'll switch it up down there when we go through it. There are some excellent books that will help you dive a little further into a lot of the topics. I mean, right across from us, we're looking at Radical Candor, which is just such an important book that you and I have read that really helped a lot of our own relationship as well as teams' relationships. You know, we're going to talk about how to influence friends and, you know, how to, a Dale Carnegie book.
It's the worst title in the world. It's the top three best books.
It's just
in
such
the world.
I've read enough times to know, but I just.
What
is it?
How to win friends
and influence people.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're going to be talking about a lot of those books that are basically required reading.
They're required reading.
Yeah. And so we're going to try to, we're not going to make this a book review podcast, but we're going to try to instill a lot of the tools that develop the how, what, and why of what we teach.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think we, you know, at its core, if you actually boil this down, the whole reason we are doing this podcast, the whole reason we have the opportunity to do this podcast, the whole reason we have the opportunity to fly across the country or and conduct these workshops for agencies is because of the system that GNN ran on for so many years.
Sure.
That elevated you and I out of business to give ourselves time and bandwidth to do this. Mm-hmm. So many entrepreneurs are stuck in this situation where they're like, I want to have more freedom, I want to have more flexibility. I feel like I earned that over the years of time I put into this. I just don't know how to get there. Mm. We're going to help you get there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, second half of the year is going to be fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
And if you have any questions on niche marketing, Hit us up in the DMs, send us an email, go to Babylon.com. We'll put it in the links. Those episodes are going to stay there, going to live on forever, but we're on to season two.
Ooh, season two. Do we start again from one in season two? Like no. Season two, episode one? Good.
We keep it going to 24. Good. How are we ever going to get to 2,964, right. Like you said?
Unless we have a long season. No, I the only other ask to guys, those of you who are listening, watching, engage with us. Ask us questions. If we touch on a topic and you're like, that's awesome, I loved what you talked about, but can you go a little bit deeper on this? Awesome, give us that feedback. We want to hear that. That's how future episodes sometimes will be created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Episode 24 next week.
Woo!
Follow on, baby.
Follow on.